Well, good evening, everybody. It is almost, what, 1 minute before 7 p.m. Is this starting to get dark where you live, too, right now? This is just, wow. We are one step, one pumpkin, one apple cider, one stalk of corn, one bale of hay away from fall. Yay! And you know what's next after that? Snow, beautiful snow, wonderful snow, I love snow. That's right. I better love my snow now before moving out west because there's not going to be no snow. Today, what is today? Today's like a turnaround Tuesday, isn't it? Is today Tuesday? Sure it is. It's like a turnaround Tuesday. Very like one of those days where you start closing chapters of your life. You know, you've been through trials and tribulations, you went through situations that were not fair, you know, and life rolls your way or people put you into it. You know, it's not fair, not right. You know, it's not. You have to go through and jump over hurdles anyway, you know, to be able to close that chapter. That's been Eric today, over the past couple days. You know, via mail, things coming in through the mail, closed, done, over with, you know? Find your innocence, be done with it. You know, do what it takes, stick up for yourself. Most importantly, we all have to respect ourselves, okay? Nobody's going to fight your battles for you. You've got to do them yourself. And Eric is slowly getting there to understand that, you know? There's some things that have transpired that I just... I tell me about a court hearing he went to over the past week. I don't get it. I don't get it. You know, if you don't get along with somebody, don't be around them. If you can't be an adult, communicate, work things out, don't be around them. And this is not on Eric's end by any means. You know, just don't be around the person. Whatever you do, don't fabricate, lie, create things. You know, just don't do it. I've got into that before. Eric has had to pay out the yin-yang for an attorney so he could get some doors closed and be able to move on with his life. And you know, things that affect Eric affect me. Whether I'm married, he was, you know, whether... he's a spouse, he was a boyfriend, he's a freaking roommate. I don't care what the situation or title. When you're living with somebody, you know, when something happens, stressful, shenanigans, I'm just going to say, it affects everyone in the household. It even affects your fur children. And I just think that's so unfair, don't you? So finally, this afternoon, Eric looked at me and said, well, finally done with the attorney. Thousands of dollars later, you know, that affects, you know, medical bills. It affects bills in general, affects our expenses. We have had to, for no reason whatsoever, should have ever had to do, is reach into, you know, funds that are set aside for the things that we need, that are medication and important things that, you know, you have to rely on with your health. And a lot of the medicine that I take is not covered 100% by insurance. We've had to spend thousands of dollars on an attorney, you know, to get doors to finally close. This should never have been open. You know, some crazy things, I'm just gonna say it, you know. Finally, everything's closed. I don't get it. I don't get it, you know. The art of communication is a beautiful thing. It's like a rare diamond. It's a jewel. It's an art form. And when you become an adult, you know, I think we all could afford to master it and to learn the art of communication, you know, speaking with one another. But finally, he's like, well, done. Attorney stuff's done. I just wanted to go outside and start, you know, singing some gospel song or something. I don't know, you know. But, you know,
it is what it is, and life moves on, and you just, like I tell Eric, you learn the experience, the lesson, you place it, like I said before, in that encyclopedia room of lessons learned in life. Keep it there in that book if you ever need to open it up, which you hope to God that chapter is done, you don't ever open it again, and you move on with your life. That's what happens. So tomorrow, it's like another huge chapter. Like, you know, it's almost like the Star Wars movie, and you got that one final, you know, one final episode, the entire series, you know, the entire epiphany. You know, that's how it's for tomorrow for Eric. One more thing, you know, one more unfortunate situation that ended up into a big just, I'm just going to say, sad, unfortunate, should never occur situation. You know, that I wonder, is it going to be just the two of us and our four children moving, or is it going to be three of us moving? You know, is there a, you know, another child in the future? You know, you just don't know. I don't think you can predict things like that. But I think the situation for, like, tomorrow for Eric, I think a lot of the rest of his life and any type of bond that's going to happen is in the hands of those who are adults that maybe should have learned the art of communication. Really. I have no regrets in decisions I've made with making sure that, you know, I make the best decisions in the best interest of any child that would be a part of my life under my care. You know, I would not want to see any child watch me be sick going through cancer treatments. And I know a lot of children have to, you know, and children are, they're, you know, resilient. They're strong. They adapt and overcome things. But, you know, I was fortunate in a situation where, you know, my stepson didn't have to go through that. And I made sure he continued being a happy young man, young boy, and living life that he should. And if I'm going to be condemned for that, then condemn me, because I have no regrets. But, you know, I'm going to say this just in general speaking. I was watching, what was it? There was that crazy shows again. What is that show? Unexpected. There you go. I'm watching that, you all watch Unexpected? That's a freaking show. I was watching that girl, what is her name? And her little boy's name, Timmy. And it ended with not knowing she's pregnant again or not. I don't know. But you had the grandparents who were raising their grandchild and, I guess, grandson. The girl and the boy. I don't know. They never show the boy. But I don't know if the girl's 18. Is she 18? Getting ready to turn 18? I don't know the situation. But anyway, her mom had some drug problems in that when she was younger. And the grandparents allow the grandchildren, I guess, to stay with them while she adapts and overcome. Now that she has a line of communication and starting rebuilding relationship with her daughter. You got the grandparents. Did you watch the show, the grandparents on that show? What do you all think of that? Grandparents are just like, I feel for their daughter. My gosh. You know? Talking about swinging her back into a bad path of life with drug addiction or whatever her problem was. My gosh, those grandparents are setting her on her way, aren't they? You know, it's just horrible. I find myself talking to the TV. I do. I found myself talking like, you both need to understand that is your grandkids, not your kid. That is not your child. Oh my God, I can't believe these two. Really? That girl has a right to move in with her mom. She has a right to connect with her mom. Oh my gosh. You know, I really thought about it too. And I'm like, I just think those two people on that show are just afraid to live by themselves, not have their granddaughter. And they really see their granddaughter. I think they view her as their own kid. I think they have actually replaced her, replaced their daughter the oldest daughter, you know, talking about on that show. I think they literally replaced her with the granddaughter. That's my opinion. I think it's downright nuts. You know? And you see that a lot in this world. You know? Grandparents raising grandkids. It happens. It happens. I really don't see it raising. I see it helping, you know, being there. Back in the day. You know? Back in the day, everybody took care of everybody's kid. There was no open line of adoption with paperwork. You just brought a kid in, you know? So-and-so needed help. Come on in. The door's always open. You know, that's not the way it works now. Now if the door's open and the door stays too open, somebody's going to come back and swift you and kick you right in the ass with that door and take your kid. It's just my opinion. That show just, it strikes nerves with me. It's a little too close to home. So I feel for Eric. I really do. I unfortunately have a really, the ability to give to connect, and it's weird because I tell things to Eric and Eric's like, that'd be something my grandmother would say. It's weird. I've never met his grandparents, but it's just odd. I'm not going to go there. But those who know me, you know what I'm talking about. You know, I'm able to say things, and I always tell Eric, you know, your grandmother is in your corner, whether you know it or not. She is. She's not agreeing with things at all. She's disappointed, to say the least. I think we have to be careful. Have to be careful with children. You know? Don't take the right for any child to be with their parents. Regardless if you agree or disagree, you may not get along with the parents as grandparents. You know, whatever your title is, you may not get along with so-and-so. Tough cookies. Okay? You know? That's where the gift of communication and sometimes the gift of not opening and saying anything at all is sometimes the greatest gift of all. You know, I've seen a lot of situations where, you know, people don't agree with how children are being raised, you know, and grandparents don't agree. And, you know, you have a right not to agree, but you don't have a right. You know, if someone is, you know, rearing their child and they believe in structural, you know, having chores and, you know, being the parent. I remember one time, oh my gosh, biggest blowout happened over an iPad. I am not joking. I think I've talked about this before. The biggest blowout Eric had was with an iPad, where he did not want certain individuals, he did not want his son to have an iPad. And Eric's standing right here because, you know, he knows the story. And two individuals bought the iPad for his son anyway, without his knowledge. When he asked, please don't buy my iPad, if I'm going to buy my iPad, I'll do it myself. When I feel it's the time and he's old enough. And all H-E-double-L broke loose on that iPad. I never seen such a thing. There's far more important things in life. There's people that are struggling and suffering every day. We get into an argument over an iPad. I don't get it. I really don't. You know? I really don't. Everybody's entitled to raise their children, their biological children, the way that they see fit. And I believe grandparents have a right to, you may voice your opinion, but you need to sit back and allow your child or children to raise their children the best way they see fit. Okay? As long as somebody, you know, I don't believe in abusing, you know, or putting a child in a situation where that show where I guess the mother had problems with drugs and that, I understand taking a grandchild in. I understood that part, but, you know, people have a right to grow and change, and they have a right to their child. And sometimes I think in this day and age, grandparents cross lines. And sometimes I think too, maybe it's just because, you know, maybe when you're older and your grandparents, you know, I'm not a grandparent, but this is just what I'm seeing from friends and stuff around the area. Maybe grandparents just don't have a lot going on. They're retired. They don't have a whole lot of hobbies. They feel that they can fit in with society, with other people, if they have a grandchild that they can raise for the rest of their life as long as they're capable. I don't know. It's a good question. I've brought that up to a child psychologist I saw for a long time. Making decisions with a county worker when I was going through cancer treatments that were for the best interest to not have my stepson, stepchild, around the cancer treatments. I have no regrets. I really don't. Would not want him to see me that sick. And then when the air clears, you know, the art of communication should come into play, and it didn't, so I feel for Eric. Tomorrow is going to be, as he states, it's going to be a major change, a permanent change in his life. And that could mean that ties are severed forever, for the rest of his life. And I don't think, you know, people would blame him. They don't blame him, you know? It's just a shame, isn't it? I don't get it. Life's short, you know? You got a difference with somebody? You got a beef with somebody? You know? If you ain't got a phone number, if you ain't, you know, got an email or whatever, find a means and a ways, you know? Write a letter, whatnot. Reach out. Work your differences out. Because you know why? You'll feel better at the end of the day with the person in the mirror. You'll feel better with yourself. If you make right with yourself and be a better person because you know better, really. I caught myself yesterday evening. I was not feeling good at all. Not feeling good at all. Just not feeling good. And there was just something I had brought up. Differences between me and Eric, you know. And, you know, I really was very firm. A little too firm, you know. Maybe not nice. About, you know, addressing the situation and things that from our past that maybe Eric has done that wasn't right towards me. And, you know, I caught myself when I woke up and I thought, you know what? God, you know you've grown, you know you've matured, you know you're changing. When the first thing you think is, I should apologize. I'm not going to apologize because what he did in the past wasn't hurtful, but because that was the past and I brought it up, and it caused like a little bit of argument with us, disagreement. I wouldn't say really, we don't really argue. I'm big on communication, so it's hard for me to argue. And when Eric gets upset, you know, it just, it's not a normal person that gets upset. He gets quiet. So, and I communicate and he gets quiet, but he's learning to be different with that. But you know, the first thing I thought was, you know, I'm gonna apologize. And I'm going to be sincere about it. It's going to be one time. And I did apologize. You know what I felt good about? Out of this whole day today, the best thing I felt was making that apology, because I've realized I've changed. Not the same person anymore. Really not. I wish more people could learn the art of communication and use that golden power you have, which is the power of apologizing. Power of an apology. It's just not enough people in this world do it, and it's just unfortunate. It creates a lot of friction with relationships in life. It creates a lot of problems. It creates a lot of doors permanently closed. People pass away. You know? You ever been to those funerals? Where somebody will show up and they haven't seen the deceased in like eons. And they show up. And I'm that person that just stand there and I question why, you know? Out of respect, you know, it was out of respect of the person that is deceased. Well, to me, respect for the person deceased means that you respected them and loved them enough to where you worked out your differences as an adult and you were there for them while they were alive, living and breathing, not after they're deceased. Trust me. We all go somewhere. The spirit lives on. It always does. Spirit knows exactly. They see things differently. You know? They know after they pass. They see things. They see who's there, who's not. You know, I just don't get it. And maybe that's why I'm just, you know, I'm not one for funerals. You know, I went to my last funeral I attended, and that's the last one I'll go to. You know? I just, I don't know, I have
my reasons why. And I don't know. I'd rather celebrate the life and connect later with that person, because it always happens with me. So we'll see. We'll see tomorrow. You know, I can only, you know, try to express concern and hoping that people listen, you know, and that every child has a right to know their parents, to connect with their parents. You may not like them, you may not like him, you may not like her, they may not like each other. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Because end of the day, biologically, I believe both parents have a right to know their child, to have a child part of their life. I believe grandparents are very generous, kind and compassionate, and helping their adult child or children out when time comes and they need to care for, temporary care for a grandchild. And I think that is a wonderful thing to do if you are a grandparent, to help with your grandchildren or grandchild. But I think there's a line crossed when there gets to be confusion. You have to always remember that those are your grandchildren and not your biological children or child. And I think in today's society, I don't know, I don't get it. I really don't. I sit back and watch things and I don't get it. I really don't. I don't get it. But I just hope of all the things that Eric has had to endure, a lot of things just weren't fair and they definitely weren't right. You know, I just hope tomorrow doesn't go the way that I have a really bad feeling about it. My gut's never wrong. I just hope it's not going to go the way it is. Because some doors just never, they never open again. And all ties get severed permanently. And Eric's the kind of person, he moves on. One and done, he forgets. His feelings don't open back up. So I hope that doesn't situation. So at the end of the day, you know, it's a turnaround Tuesday. What have you done to turn yourself around? You know, you look yourself in the mirror and say, okay, how can I be better? What can I do better? You know? Because when you start changing your life around for the better and you start handling things differently and you start doing things differently, you're going to feel so much better about the number one person in your life that you're always going to be with for the rest of your life. And you know what? When you look in the mirror, the person's you.